With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Today marks International Right to Know Day, as Radio K-Man Shanda Gallego reports. Today is being marked by an education session.
International Right to Know Day is observed on September 28th and celebrates our fundamental human right to access government information, which is promoted through the Freedom of Information Law, FOI. 11 years after the implementation of the FOI law in the Cayman Islands, the government has received more than 6,300 open records requests, which has disclosed public information in roughly two-thirds of those cases. In 2019, some of those disclosures included information on food inspections, the proposed cruise berthing facility, importation of endangered species, environmental issues, school inspections, employment issues, and more. The Office of the Ombudsman believes that's the reason to celebrate as we mark International Right to Know Day this Monday. The FOI law took effect in Cayman on the 5th of January 2009, granting individuals the legal right to request information held by public sector entities. Since then, hundreds of FOI requests have been made each year, leading to hundreds of disclosures of public records, either in full or in part. Last year, just more than 400 open records requests were made, about two-thirds of which resulted in the disclosure of information. On this day and every day, the Information Rights Unit within the Cabinet Office supports raising awareness of your right to access government records and the vital work of the public authorities to respond to these requests in a timely and efficient manner using good practice and in compliance with the law. You're invited to learn more about FOI and the impact it has on you and your role as a public servant. There will be a free lunch and learn today in the conference room of the Government Administration Building, room 2024, from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. A sandwich lunch will be provided for those attending the in-person session. Everyone is also welcome to join in via Zoom. The session will cover the purpose and principles of the FOI law, what an FOI request looks like, what to do if you receive an FOI request, and an overview of how requests are processed and decisions are made. For full details and to join the webinar, head to the Hub's event calendar. Shanda Gallego, Radio Cayman News.
Law students get a taste of the real world. CIGTV's Donna Bush has more.
The Truman Bodden Law School held its annual moot competition at the Kirk House courtrooms on Thursday. The competition helps senior law school students fine-tune their advocacy skills before a simulated court with a judge or judges presiding. Now, the two students who were the finalists battled to persuade with their legal arguments the presiding judge of the UK Supreme Court, in reality performed by Solicitor General Miss Reshma Sharma, who was addressed Lady Sharma as My Lady by the students. Now, the finalists dealt with a civil appeal matter, taking the roles of appellant and respondent. We say congratulations to the students who were able to make their case.
Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
BBC News with Danielle Jaworowiecka. Democrats in the United States have strongly condemned Donald Trump's tax arrangements after the New York Times reported that the president had paid no federal income tax in 10 of the 15 years before he took office. The newspaper says it has obtained Mr. Trump's tax returns, which he has long fought to keep private. The president has dismissed the report as fake news. Spain's Justice Minister Juan Carlos Campo has admitted that the government stopped King Felipe attending the swearing-in of Catalan judges in Barcelona last week out of fears for his safety. Mr. Campo told Spanish radio that there were concerns about increased tension as the Supreme Court decides whether to confirm a decision to ban the regional leader Quim Torra from office. Azerbaijan has suspended civilian flights as heavy fighting continues with Armenia in the disputed territory of Nagorno-Karabakh. The Armenian parliament accused Azerbaijan of launching an all-out assault on the mountainous enclave on Sunday. Azerbaijan denied reports that Syrian mercenaries and Turkish military experts were fighting on its side. The Belarus opposition figurehead Svetlana Tikhanovskaya has asked the French President Emmanuel Macron to mediate with Russia to secure a transfer of power in Belarus. She said she hoped to meet Mr. Macron in Vilnius during his current visit. BBC News.